Well, hello. Thank you for joining us. Today is Saturday, December the 16th, 2023. I am Captain Josh Olive. Seating next to me is Mr. Robert Lukowitz. We are sitting at the Fish and Franks World Headquarters in lovely Charlotte Harbor, Florida, and we are prepared to now begin the place-by-place fishing report featuring Mr. Robert Lukowitz.
That's funny. Very weird.
Do you want to do the report or not?
Yeah. It's not going to be much of one.
Well, I don't see why not. It's not like it's been rainy and windy for the last couple days, and it's not like it's been super windy for the last week and a half, and nobody's wanted to go out on the water.
Right.
So, I see no good reason why you shouldn't have an excellent fishing report.
Sure. Lots and lots of details. And
sheer laziness. That's what this is.
Exactly.
We'll try anyway, okay?
Okay. We can give it a shot.
Okay. Well, as usual, it begins with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver, along with Shell Creek.
Okay. So from Harbor Heights all the way up to 761, getting some redfish and snook. A lot of short redfish, but a few in the slot size. Still in that 4 to 6 feet of water, underneath docks, on deeper bends in the river. And most of them are being caught with shrimp, with an occasional mangrove snapper. But that's about it. Haven't heard of any other spots along the river.
Okay.
It's just is what it is with the weather.
I gotcha. No Mayan cichlids, mangroves, or sand brim underneath the docks around Shell Creek? Nothing like that?
Nope. Not up in there that I heard of.
Okay. Well, that's what we had before, but that was then and this is now.
Yeah. But usually it takes two good reports to get consistent.
Right. And I think with the reports that we're doing today, some of these reports have to be taken with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you haven't been talking to a lot of people who've been out there fishing. So
nope.
You may have an area where we say, well, there's no reports out of here. And you're looking at the reports online and you're thinking to yourself, but wait a minute. There was all this stuff going on last week. How can there be nothing happening there this week? Well, maybe it's just we didn't have a chance to talk to anybody who was fishing there. Doesn't mean nothing is happening.
Right.
This is just one of them weeks.
That's a way off weird week.
With that out of the way, moving on to the Darce Park Boat Ramp and I-75 bridges.
Zero, nothing.
Okay. The 41 bridges, Live Oak Point Park.
Same thing.
No reports. The Bayshore Pier.
Nothing.
All right. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
A few small snook in the evenings. In the daytime, they've caught a couple of trout, a couple of small mangrove snapper. One guy did catch a black drum, and another guy did catch a undersized redfish. They were fishing together.
Okay.
But that was the two different reports that I got.
And how would you be fishing this area right now?
They were using shrimp. Including the snook. The snook guy was throwing some paddle tails, too.
Okay. And would you be casting out away from the pier? Would you be casting along the pier? Do you want to fish the boat ramp instead? How are you going to target this area?
I will fish all the above. If I'm looking for the snook, I'm fishing under my feet and then walking the beach over towards the boat ramp. But all the other species, I'm going to be fishing very close proximity to the pier.
You know, it's been a minute since I fished over there,
mm-hmm.
But I have caught some very nice snook over there at the boat ramp.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's been a little while since we've gone over there to fish, even though it's only a mile away from the house.
Right.
Just been a little
Well, you
bit.
Have no excuse.
Yeah, I know.
Except that you just keep fishing in your backyard.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes a decent excuse.
I hooked a fish this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. Yep. It's a little guy.
What kind of fish?
Little snook.
Ah.
It's the first snook I've hooked back there in probably a couple weeks.
Well, you know why, right?
Because she catches them all.
I was going to say, because she wasn't fishing this morning.
she hasn't caught squat back there either.
Really?
Mm-mm. Mm. I think it's probably been a week since she's hooked a fish.
Mm.
It's been terrible. There, you walk over there with the flashlight and look, and they aren't even stacked.
And usually she's a fish whisperer back there.
I know. It's way off.
Well, anyway, hey, that's actually on one of the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals, which is what we're supposed to be talking about anyhow.
How about that? Some of the guys trolling in and out of there catching some snook and a few jacks. One guy launched a tarpon in the air over off the Manchester waterway while he was trolling on his way back in. And then there has been some mangrove snapper, more sightings of black drum than catching. A couple people actually did catch some sheep's head off their docks too. And a few in their crab traps.
Okay.
But, you know, is it great? No. Is it good? Yes. Should be able to catch, you know, some snapper and plenty of catfish.
Okay, plenty of catfish.
Plenty of catfish. No question.
How about the old Joe Bean Pier?
Oh, well, let's see. There's been a few snook at night. A guy actually caught two trout the other night while he was out there fishing. But he was telling me that some of his buddies have been catching some black drum during the day, some mangrove snapper, and a few trout. But he said it's been a struggle to catch anything of any quality size besides the black drum.
Okay. And, of course, the sheep's head are there now that it's cold, right?
No, not at all.
But, Robert, it got cold.
I know it did. But, no.
Okay. Fine. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
I got nothing. No reports.
No reports. The South Gulf Cove canals.
What did he get? He got some snapper and a couple of Mayan cichlids off of his dock. But that was the only report I got back there.
Okay. Yeah. So we're just going to put might be.
Might be.
Might be around the docks. All right, the West Wall.
I don't get very many reports from in there, which sucks. What is it?
The West Wall.
West Wall. Well, let's see, there's snook and redfish down the West Wall. But that's just one guy who was out. I don't know if that was Saturday or Sunday when he gave me the report, because I haven't had much.
Okay.
I mean, even the charter captains are extremely slow, so I'm not getting false reports from them.
No braggery lies about what they've been getting?
Nope.
Okay, snook and redfish scattered under the trees in the creeks. No trouts?
Nothing.
No cobias?
No. Oh, yeah, the one guy did hook that one cobia that he landed.
Oh, when were you going to tell me about that?
Forgot about that. It was barely 36 inches. He was too questionable on it, so he let it go. But he did see another one swim by that he said was way undersized.
Like?
He didn't specify. He just said it was way undersized.
Okay. I'm picturing the remora that was on the first cobia.
Probably. It could have been. It very well could have been.
All right. The Cape Hayes Bar.
Let's see. A couple of trout. Couple of ladyfish. That's it.
Okay. Turtle and bull bays.
These are from last Sunday and Monday. There was a bunch of trout in there. A few redfish. A few snook. But that was about as brief as he got with it.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I'm feeling that this report might end up being a short one.
Told you. I haven't gotten much.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Wait until you get to the offshore stuff. It's real. It's
real, real short. Yeah.
It's a real peach. Got nothing at those two spots.
Nothing for Cape Hayes and Danger. Gasparilla Sound.
Let's see. They're getting some sheep's head around the docks and some of the oyster patches. Some trout out in about 4 feet of water. He hooked a couple of Spanish mackerel, a bonnet head. What else did he hook into? I want to say he had another shark, but I don't remember now. his boat drafts like 2.5 feet of water, so he's limited to his fishing.
Okay.
That's all I got. I got nothing else for in that area. Nobody told me that they were fishing up on the flats there or anything.
Dig. All right, Placida.
Oh, let's see. Sheep's head.
More on sheep's the trestle? Head.
Yeah.
Nearby docks?
Yeah.
Coral Creek Pier?
No. Very seldom does anyone give me a report for Coral Creek Pier. Yeah, that's all I got there. Just some sheep's head. I'm sure they're getting the short snapper and stuff like that, but they didn't say.
They've got to be there.
Yeah. They're pretty much always there.
Lemon Bay.
Got nothing. Well, no, that's wrong. The Inglewood Fishing Club guys were saying they got some sheep's head there through by Stump Pass area. And then a couple at the Tom Adams Bridge itself.
Yeah, but I'm going to put that next to the Anger Pier, which is our next spot.
Okay.
Well, it's right next to the bridge.
Okay. Well, that's good, because that's the only other spot I got for in there.
Okay, good. That means we have two that actually get a report instead of just say nothing. So the Inglewood Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge?
I got nothing there, just from the Anger Pier itself.
It's Sheep's Head under the bridge.
Yep.
Bridge Troll Sheepies. Okay. The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
We got nothing. A little too sporty.
Come on, bunch of wimps.
Well, it's like here in Ashley's report for Sarasota, it's like, how many guys went offshore where they were catching that many hogfish?
Right?
You know.
Yeah.
She's usually spot on with everything, but it was one group of guys that managed to catch a couple hogfish.
So the weird thing about her reports, tangenting now, she almost always has an offshore report, no matter how lousy the weather is.
Yeah.
And I asked her about this, and she says, well, we got guys that are going to go no matter what, and they've got big enough boats to do it. And they go around, get out there, and get the crap beat out of them, and don't care.
Right.
So.
I guess I can see that, because they are right there in Sarasota Bay. So.
And that's the thing, is Sarasota is that much more offshore fishing community.
Yeah.
And a much more big boat community than how we are in Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda.
Yeah, that's
true. We got a handful.
Yeah.
But most of them are owned by guys who aren't going out if it's blowing more than 10. Never right. mind that it's a 50-foot boat.
Right.
It's not going out.
They got a younger crowd up there, and definitely they have to have the bigger boats. You're right.
Yep.
I didn't think about that part of it. But no. I still want to know how these guys are getting those hogfish on a regular basis. Without spearing them.
Luck. Dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not happening for me, I tell you that much.
Oh, guys that are in their 60s that were born and raised here and haven't got one on hook and line.
Mike was saying that this morning. He still hasn't caught one on hook and line.
He's almost in his 60s.
Getting close.
He looks in his 60s.
Well, if we're going by looks, I think maybe he left the 60s behind already. So, if you're going by the way he dresses, he's definitely in his 70s.
Right.
All right, brings us to the Venice Jetties and the Venice Pier.
Well, let's see, some Spanish mackerel.
From which?
From the pier, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And they also caught a couple whiting off of there.
All right.
That's about it.
Nothing from the jetty?
The jetties had some sheep's head on it, a couple of Spanish mackerel. And he had a redfish up to the rocks, but it pulled the hook right next to the rocks as they're climbing down to try to net it.
Whoops.
Yeah.
We're going to call it an almost caught redfish.
Almost. Hey, at least he could identify that it was a redfish.
Right? So he says.
Yeah.
Redfish Pass.
Got nothing.
I'm about ready to take Redfish Pass off this list.
You could.
I'm looking at it now, and we got the last 7 reports. There's nothing there.
There's probably nothing there for the last, let's see, probably 62 reports.
All right. Tell you what. I'm just going to put no reports until further notice. And then when somebody starts telling you about Redfish Pass, you got to remember and tell me.
Okay. I can do that.
That's a likely story. Captiva Pass.
I got nothing there this week.
Boca Grande Pass.
Got nothing in there this week.
Beach fishing.
Beach fishing, I got something.
From the sand.
Something from Boca.
Okay.
Some sheep's head. A couple of Spanish mackerel.
Is this at the pass?
Yeah.
Sheep's head in Spanish.
And then up the beach a little ways, a couple guys have hooked into a sandbar shark, a blacktip shark, and the other one was probably a bull shark, I'm guessing.
How big are these sharks?
Well, let's see, the bull, the sandbar were both like in that 5 foot range. The blacktip was about three and a half. He kept the blacktip. He wanted dinner. Got family coming down for Christmas, so he's gonna.
That's all right.
Get him going. But nope, nothing major there.
Okay. Anybody else do any beach fishing?
One guy tried fishing up there off of Middle Beach. He hooked a fish and never saw it.
Oh, probably that same redfish.
Right. Like I said, it didn't jump. It just ran for a little bit, and then the hook just pulled.
Ha. Huh.
But he said it was the only fish he hooked in his entire walk.
Okay. Matlache Indian Field Smokehouse Bay.
Well, some trout doing fairly well down in there. That's about the only report he had.
Okay. The north end of Pine Island Sound.
A few trout, a few ladyfish. And that's it.
Okay. Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
I got nothing.
All right. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
A couple of redfish. Most of them have been in the slot size. But I got no other reports. I didn't get any snook, no trout, no nothing from the guy. Just the redfish.
Okay. The East Side Keys in Pirate Harbor.
Got nothing.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
Let's see. Up in Alligator Creek, a couple of snook, a couple of redfish, a couple of mangrove snapper. Three different duck hunters, he said.
Ah.
I think that's it.
Don't get shot.
Right.
Ponce de Leon Park.
I got nothing.
The PGI Canals.
Let's see. Snook. Couple of jacks in the 4 to 5 pound range. One black drum that was actually landed. Several people there seeing black drum. That's it.
Okay.
Pretty quiet overall.
The Gilchrist Pier?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Alligator Creek Reef?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. The 20-foot holes.
Nobody fishing that.
The baitfish report.
Nobody's catching them. They're having a hard time. Rhett was in here buying shrimp the other day. So that says something.
That does.
It's getting scarce. It's getting a little scarce. This is the time of year when people pucker. And some flat out just panic.
Panic, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when they panic?
It's kind of entertaining because you got to like try to smack them in the face and say you got to get out of it because you caught plenty of fish back in the day on shrimp. Now that you've been catching plenty of fish on whitebait, you never know what to do each winter when it disappears for the last 2 years. Just kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
That might be a good column for you.
Well, if you remember, when we talked about what we were going to talk about on last week's Radio Waterline show, that was one of the things I suggested to you, and you said, no, hold on, because it's not quite time yet.
Now it's time.
So, now it's time. We should have talked about it today, but we had plenty of other things to talk about today. Yeah. We'll put it on the list for next week.
Plus, you got thrown off kilter.
Yeah, a little bit.
If you teeter-totter totted.
Yeah, it did. Diane thought it was amusing, by the way.
You getting flustered?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Diane
well,
always.
You don't.
Diane always thinks that's hilarious.
You don't usually get flustered, so you actually got, like, pretty flustered.
Yep.
It was kind of nice seeing the real human being come on out.
I have my moments.
You do have a heart.
I
Holy
have my
crap.
Moments. Can we finish this place-by-place report?
We should be done by now.
We're not.
Be anything
the
else.
Freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, and lakes.
Oh, let's see. They're getting some crappie. They're getting some bass. The bass are mostly being still caught on shiners. A few guys catching them on the lizards and worms. One guy bought one of those new soft plastic spooks.
Uh-huh.
Or topwater walk the dog lure, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
And he got a couple of bass on it, and he said the cool part was he actually figured out that as it got a little bit more full of water, he started getting more bites because he was working it a little bit slower.
Huh.
So I thought that was kind of an interesting little bit of feedback from him.
Okay. So if you're going crappie fishing, we talked about this on the show this morning, mm-hmm. but just briefly to recap, minnows or artificials?
I'm definitely taking minnows, but I'm going to throw probably a beetle spin and try to locate them. Once I hook one, then I'm going right over to the minnows, seeing how that does.
Okay.
But just the main thing is if you're using, you know, your minnows and only minnows, you set up your bobber at about 6 inches and then move it down to 6 inches and move it down to 6 inches. Basically, you got to figure out where they're at in the water column.
And remember, it's a structure fish.
Yes.
You know?
Pepper trees are great. Culverts are sometimes good.
Doesn't mean they won't hang out in open water.
Right.
But it's usually in association with structure. So I think of crappie a little bit the way I think of flounder in terms of how they'll be completely in the open, but they need to have something nearby, like a security blanket.
Right.
So.
Their thunder shirt.
Yep.
Yep, something like that.
Okay. That brings us to the tarpon reports.
What tarpon?
Well, last week we had a bunch of tarpon in Boca Grand Pass.
Right. But I got no reports from Boca Grand Pass this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just the weather's a little sporty.
So, just a random guess here. Do you mm-hmm. think they're still there or do you think they're gone?
I believe they're still there.
Okay.
I don't know if they'll be there after this week, though.
So,
this front might be enough to push them out of there along with the temperature drop. I mean, if this
okay.
barometric pressure gets that good, they may scoot out of there.
But we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you would like to add to this report? Any final words of wisdom?
If you're going out there, be extremely safe and prefer to stay fishing from shore.
We're under a gale warning all day today. We're under a small craft advisory tomorrow and bleeding into Monday. It's not when I want to go out there on the water.
No.
I'll tell you that. But if I had a fishing Jones that just had to be satisfied today, freshwater fishing from land is what I'd be doing.
That's
not
good.
Not even a question.
It's a very good choice. It's a very good choice.
All right.
I like it.
Is that it?
That's pretty much it.
Then say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.